You are listening to Crime Quest Episode 11, The Unsolved Murder of Nancy Cho. Nancy Cho was about 5 feet tall, an active gardener, and lived in the West End of Richmond, Virginia with her husband, daughter, and son. She owned the Chimbo Market, located at 515 Chimborazo Boulevard in Richmond's Churchill neighborhood. She owned the store along with her husband, Wei Cho, which they purchased in the early 1990s from Nancy's brother, who also owned several other convenience stores. The Chos then purchased the Family Value Food Market at 3111 Hall Street, which Nancy ran on her own despite her friends and family's objections. An active woman who didn't accept anyone stealing from her was once seen chasing after a 6-feet-tall teenager to wrangle the candy he had just stolen from her store out of his hand. A former employee stated that if he had asked for the candy, she would have given it to him. She even rented vans for a local church just because she wanted to help out. She and her husband immigrated to the United States from China and Korea in the 1970s and worked at Chinese restaurants before meeting in the early 1980s, falling in love, and getting married. Because of the differing cultures, Nancy learned Chinese just to fit into Cho's family. She also learned Spanish. In case anyone who is listening isn't aware, the locations of the stores in the areas of Hall Street and Chimborazo Boulevard are in notoriously crime-ridden neighborhoods. Hence Mr. Cho's concerns about the stores being so close to the road, providing an easy getaway for robbers. Unfortunately, those concerns became a reality when on April 15, 2002, the Hall Street Road store was robbed just before closing at 8 p.m. by a masked armed black man. He ordered the employees to the ground and forced Nancy to the safe. Nancy refused. She was clearly not in the mood and did not want to give in to this person taking all of their hard-earned money. Remember, she chased a teenager who stole one piece of candy. Because she was counting the money from the registers, she held cash in her hand, which the masked man grabbed and proceeded to leave. According to witnesses, Nancy asked him to give her money back, and the man fired one shot. Because Nancy was standing on an elevated step behind the counter, a single bullet went straight into her heart when the masked man fired, killing her instantly. According to a former employee, Nancy had been vocal earlier that day about a large amount of money being saved for her daughter's college tuition, around $10,000. This could have fallen on devious ears and may have caused the robbery. The killer also knew exactly where the safe was, which may indicate they knew a former employee. Based on the limited information I was able to find on the internet, I think that Nancy Cho's murder was done at the hand of someone who probably knew the store well enough to know when the evening counts would be made and where the safe was located. The robbery homicide occurred just before 8 p.m. in April, which means that it was already dark outside, thus providing more ways to conceal one's entrance and exit. The store also sits on the corner of Hall Street and East Blake Lane. One could easily walk out of the store and turn right to go onto the store parking lot, down another street, and disappear from sight. The murder of Nancy Cho was still unsolved to this day. At the time of the murder, the suspect was said to be a black male, 5'6" to 5'8" tall, 150 to 160 pounds, 25 to 30 years old, wearing a tan shirt and dark jeans. If you have any information, please call Richmond City Police at 804-646-6741. Crime Stoppers at 804-780-1000 or Detective Sergeant Angela Smith at 804-646-5034. Thank you for listening to Crime Quest, episode number 11, about the unsolved murder of Nancy Cho. Thank you.